Chapter 5. Army Aviation Capabilities and Characteristics. AH-64 Delta/Echo Apache Characteristics. The AH-64 Delta/Echo Apache helicopter is a twin-engine, tandem-seat aerial weapons platform capable of performing attack, movement to contact, reconnaissance, and security operations. The combination of sensors and armament systems the AH-64 employs allows the ground maneuver commander to gain a position of relative advantage. The AH-64 Delta/Echo can mount several various types of assemblies to the aircraft mast above the rotor system. The Longbow Fire Control Radar is a battlefield radar system capable of detecting, locating, and classifying ground and airborne targets. The Fire Control Radar augments the helicopter's weapon delivery capability through the use of a target acquisition logic, coupled with radar-guided Hellfire missiles. The Apache can also mount various assemblies to enable reception of video signals from other platforms, including UAS and enhanced MUM-T operations. More information can be found in appropriate technical manuals. The AH-64 Delta/Echo helicopter armament capabilities consist of a 30mm cannon area weapon system, a configurable 2.75-inch aerial rocket system, and a Hellfire modular missile system. The 30mm cannon fires the M789 high-explosive, dual-purpose-shaped charge round. It is extremely effective against thin-skinned targets at ranges out to approximately 1,700 meters. Hellfire missile and aerial rocket systems can be mounted asymmetrically on the four universal wing store pylons, two on each side of the aircraft, based on mission requirements. Each pylon may carry up to 19 rockets in a rocket launcher or four AGM-114 Hellfire missiles on attached missile launchers. The aircraft is capable of employing a variety of rocket and Hellfire variants. Rocket variants include high-explosive, flechette, multipurpose submunition, and smoke. The aircraft can also employ the Advanced Precision Kill Weapon System for more precise rocket engagements. Hellfire missiles may be laser or radar guided. Warhead variants include high explosive shape charge, fragmentation, or multipurpose/programmable. Environmental conditions may significantly restrict weapons loads and station time associated with those loads. In addition, the aircraft can attach and carry additional external and internal auxiliary fuel tanks. For more information on Apache armament systems, see TC3-04.3. UH-60/HH-60, Lima/Mike/Blackhawk characteristics. The Sikorsky UH-60 Lima/Mike/Blackhawk is a twin-engine dual-seat utility helicopter. The primary missions of the Blackhawk are air assault, air movement, C-2 support, air medevac, HH-60 variant, and as required, CASAVAC. It is designed to carry 11 combat-loaded air assault troops, seats installed. It can also move light field artillery pieces and supporting stock. More information can be found in appropriate technical manuals. CH-47 Foxtrot Chinook characteristics. The Boeing CH-47 Foxtrot Chinook is a twin-engine, tandem-rotor heavy-lift helicopter. Its primary missions are air assault and air movement. It is also capable of performing aerial CASAVAC, water bucket, paradrop, and helocast missions. The versatility of the CH-47 enables rapid repositioning of maneuver forces across the breadth and throughout the depth of an AO. More information can be found in the appropriate technical manual. MQ-1C Grey Eagle characteristics. The MQ-1C Grey Eagle is a multi-mission, multi-payload system whose primary mission is to provide dedicated, mission-configured UAS support to Division Combat Aviation, Fires, and Battlefield Surveillance Brigades, BCTs, and other Army and Joint Force units. It is capable of long-endurance, near-real-time reconnaissance and precision attack. Grey Eagle companies are organic to the CAB and the Military Intelligence Aerial Exploitation Brigade. Gray Eagles may team with cab-manned aircraft or operate autonomously in support of Ground Force Commander objectives and information requirements. The MQ-1C Gray Eagle UAS is used in support of reconnaissance and surveillance requirements. The MQ-1C can be outfitted with the AGM-114 Hellfire missile for attacking selected targets. The MQ-1C uses a laser rangefinder and a laser designator, which is used to determine the range to the target and to designate targets for delivery of laser-guided munitions. 4 missiles are carried in the attack configuration, and 2 are carried in the reconnaissance/attack configuration. The MQ-1C aircraft can carry the AGM-114 P+ and AGM-114R/R2 series of missiles. The AGM-114R incorporates an integrated blast fragmentation sleeve warhead, which provides the commander with 3 capabilities: a high-explosive anti-tank capability with a precursor charge, a blast fragmentation capability for light vehicles and personnel, and a settable delay to allow the warhead to penetrate into a structure, maximizing the overpressure feature of the warhead before detonation occurs. The AGM-114R2 additionally incorporates a height of burst capability, which detonates the warhead prior to the missile impacting the target. For more information on Gray Eagle armament systems, see TC-3-04.3. RQ-7B V1/V2 shadow characteristics. The RQ-7B V1/V2 is a tactical UAS with a primary mission of reconnaissance. Organic to the ACS in the cab and the Military Intelligence Company in a BCT, shadows may team with cab-manned aircraft or operate autonomously in support of Ground Force Commander objectives. More information can be found in the appropriate technical manual. C-12 series aircraft. The C-12 series of aircraft are pressurized, low-wing, all-metal aircraft powered by 2 PT-6 Alpha 42 turboprop engines. The aircraft has all-weather capability and is distinguishable by its slender, streamlined engine nacelles, 4-blade propellers, T-tail, and dual aft body strakes. The basic mission of the aircraft is to provide scheduled or unscheduled air transportation of passengers and/or cargo in any area of the world. More information can be found in the appropriate technical manuals. RC-12 Guardrail. Guardrail is a theater-level airborne signals intelligence collection and location system. Employed against threat communications and non-communications emitters, the system provides near real-time signals intelligence collection and target intelligence to warfighters within the theater area. The aircraft crew consists of 2 pilots, and all mission equipment is operated remotely from home station. MC-12 Enhanced Medium Altitude Reconnaissance and Surveillance System. The MC-12 Enhanced Medium Altitude Reconnaissance and Surveillance System aircraft is capable of both full motion video and other intelligence collection. The crew consists of 2 pilots and 2 payload operators. The aircraft has an extensive communications capability in order to allow a wide variety of missions. The mission capabilities of this aircraft consist of reconnaissance, pattern analysis, change detection, target locating and tracking, wide area reconnaissance, and surveillance. The mission tasking is given by theater, but the aircraft can be tasked down to individual units if needed. UC-35 aircraft. The UC-35 is a twin-engine turbofan medium-range aircraft. Its principal mission is air movement of passengers and cargo. AN/MSQ-135 mobile tower system. Organic to the air traffic company in the cab and the Airfield Operations Battalion, the AN/MSQ-135 mobile tower system is a rapid deployable ATC tower and airfield lighting system that quickly establishes ATS for arrival, departure, and ground operations. Equipment is included to remotely command airfield operations, including control of existing airfield lighting. Controllers manage airspace from the surface to 10,000 feet out to a 5-mile radius. When assisted by appropriate navigation aids, not organic, the AN/MSQ-135 provides ATS in all weather conditions, night or day, for military and civilian aircraft. The AN/MSQ-135 is transportable by all standard land, rail, and sea methods. Additionally, the complete AN/MSQ-135 is transportable by C-17 and larger FW aircraft. However, only the ATC tower, airfield lighting system generator/equipment trailer, airfield lighting system lighting/equipment trailer, and airfield lighting system movers 1 and 2 can be sling-loaded by CH-47 and larger RW aircraft. More information can be found in TC3-04.6. AN/TPN-31 Air Traffic Navigation, Integration and Coordination System. The AN/TPN-31 normally deploys along with a tower system as part of initial or follow-on forces to establish an all-weather instrument landing capability at landing sites/airfields within the joint operations and theater areas of responsibility. The Air Traffic Navigation, Integration and Coordination System, ATNAVICS, can provide ground-controlled approach operations within 60 minutes of arrival in an AO. ATNAVICS directly interfaces by voice and digital data links with the Tower Systems and Tactical Airspace Integration System, TAIS, of the CAB, TAB, AOB, Division and Theater Airspace elements for airspace data supporting current operations. When required, the ATNAVICS integrates into the national/host nation airspace system and complies with Federal Aviation Administration, International Civil Aviation Organization, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and the European Organization for the Safety of Air Navigation Standards for Stability and Civil Support Operations. Although the ATNAVICS is a tactical system, it can support Army requirements in a non-temporary, non-tactical type setting. The inherent flexibility of the ATNAVICS design also allows for its use in fixed-based environments. The ATNAVICS provides area surveillance and aircraft identification capability for a 25 nautical mile radius. The system consists of three integrated radars: airport surveillance radar, precision approach radar, and secondary surveillance radar with 7 air traffic controllers. The ATNAVICS is transportable by C-17 or larger, intra-theater, cargo aircraft for total system deployment, prime movers, shelters, radar group, and generators. The ATNAVICS shelter, sensor pallet, and generators are externally air transportable by the UH-60 or larger helicopters and may be segmented. More information can be found in TC3-04.6. AN/TSQ-221 Tactical Airspace Integration System. The AN/TSQ-221 is a digital and analog system for airspace control planning, operations, and ATS area support. It provides automation assistance to the full range of airspace planning, enhances airspace management operations, real-time, and ensures connectivity between all ATS assets and airspace users in theater. TAIS teams can provide airspace information center operations within 30 minutes upon of arrival in AO. More information can be found in TC3-04.6. TAIS is the direct link to the Theater Battle Management Core System, located within the Air Operations Center. The application, Web Airspace Deconfliction, is the joint airspace management tool for planning and execution of the joint force airspace requirements. It integrates into C2 systems with enhanced compatibility with joint, multinational, and civil command, control, communication, and intelligence systems. TAIS is a mobile system with 4 workstations. Communications include line-of-sight and satellite-based voice communication systems, GPS, fax, improved data modem, and secure telephone unit 3. It maximizes synchronization of battlefield airspace, supporting force operations, and minimizing fratricide. AN/TSQ-198 Bravo Tactical Terminal Control System. The AN/TSQ-198 Tactical Terminal Control System is a Humvee-mounted ATC system for the Tactical Aviation Control Team mission. The Tactical Terminal Control System enables visual flight rules control of air traffic at drop zones, LZs, PZs, FARPs, initial airfields, and temporary helicopter operating areas. It is the system of choice for initial entry operations for localized high-volume aviation operations, where ATC is a risk management control. It provides positive and/or procedural ATS control within 15 minutes of arrival. Four air traffic controllers are assigned to operate the AN/TSQ-198 for a 24-hour period. Major communications components include the AN/VRC-114 multiband radios and AN/VRC-104 high-frequency radio. The communication system can convert to a portable battery-operated manpack configuration or be remoted from the vehicle up to 1 kilometer. Blue Force Tracker is mounted adjacent to the radio set control, providing on-the-move, near-real-time horizontal and vertical information exchange using a GPS. The GPS connects to wireless/satellite-based networks to display its own location, report its location to other systems, and transmit, receive, and display situational awareness and C2 data. The AN/TSQ-198 is sling-loadable by a UH-60 or similar helicopter, or it can be transported by a C-130 aircraft load. More information can be found in TC 3-04.6